I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Thursday, June 24th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 80 degrees.
Got a crash and some signal problems to start off our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Fireworks. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Fireworks officially go on sale this morning in Utah, but you can't legally buy them until... light them, that is, until July 2nd, and this year they are banned in several more places.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our coverage. Utah fireworks, Mary.
Yeah, Amanda, state law limits any kind of firework from being discharged unless it is in that window around the 4th of July and 24th of July. So that's July 2nd through the 5th and July 22nd through the 25th. The penalty is a Class B misdemeanor for using fireworks outside of the legal dates and for discharging a firework in a restricted area. And there are more restricted areas this year. Firework stands have been setting up and getting ready, like in business parking lots. Some have told us a few months ago that they expected shortages. By the way, because of problems in the supply chain. But with this hot and dry summer, Governor Cox has said maybe buy them to support the economy, but then store them until the next window, maybe New Year's Eve. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There are a lot of areas that have banned fireworks this 4th of July. Utah County just approved a ban on fireworks and open flames in county parks. North Ogden has banned fireworks from within city limits, and Ogden City and Washington Terrace city leaders are considering their own bans as when they hold meetings tonight.
The drought has led to all this fire danger, and people across the state are hoping to keep their lawns as green as possible, even though they're limiting their watering. Utah State University Regional Horticultural Specialist Ton Bettis says this normally isn't the best time to aerate your lawn, but it may be helpful this summer.
That will help ensure that you don't have compacted soil and will allow the water to penetrate more deeply into the soil.
He also says newer sprinkler heads make larger drops, which deliver more water to soils. Plus, he recommends you shorten your watering on shady parts of your lawn so you can give more water to the sunny areas.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The on-again, off-again bipartisan infrastructure negotiations appear to be gaining momentum. A group of Democratic and Republican senators finished hours of new talks last night to come up with a new $1.2 trillion plan that will be presented to President Joe Biden today.
Republicans and Democrats have come together along with the White House, and we've agreed on a framework, and we're going to be heading to the White House.
Senator Mitt Romney has been one of the senators leading negotiation effort.
Emergency responders are right now looking for survivors after a 12-story condo building partially collapsed in Miami overnight. People who were near the building say they heard a loud rumbling sound.
It was like a very bassy, like boom, 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 that kind of thing.
When the dust cleared, there was the back half of the building, or back two-thirds of the building was gone. It's down to the ground.
Emergency crews don't know how many people were in the building when it came down. Technical rescue teams are arriving on the scene to help sift through the rubble.
Protest overnight in Rock Hill, South Carolina. A viral video showed a traffic stop that turned into a brawl between two suspects and police. Rock Hill NAACP President Dr. Norma Gray says she wants more transparency from police about the incident.
After viewing the video, I was appalled and quite frankly a little bit shocked, because that's not typically what I see out of my Rock Hill Police Department.
The video shows officer trading punches with two men after drugs incident is underway.
Get ready for a lot of grasshoppers. Federal agricultural officials are launching what could become their largest grasshopper killing campaign since the 1980s amid an outbreak. Apparently, grasshoppers thrive in warm, dry weather, and we've had plenty of that this year. In central Montana, some ranchers say the grasshoppers are already destroying just about every plant they find. Federal officials say the agricultural damage from grasshoppers could become so severe it could drive up beef and crop prices.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.